It's the 28th of August. It's the day in 1963 when Martin Luther King famously addressed a civil rights gathering of around 250,000 people in Washington, D.C.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal.
Jumping a long way forward to 2003, when the landmark animated film Finding Nemo was released.
I'm Dory.
I'm Nemo.
Nemo? That's a nice name.
To the birthdays, David Soul is 77. As an actor, he's remembered for his role in the TV cop show Starsky and Hutch. As a singer, he had this hit.
Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one.
Actor Daniel Stern is 63. He was in the City Slickers movies and Home Alone, but he also provided the voice for the narrator in The Wonder Years.
I guess most people think of the suburbs as a place with all the disadvantages of the city and none of the advantages of the country.
Former AFL player for Collingwood and the Bears and the coach who delivered Port Adelaide their first flag, Mark Williams, is 62.
An outpouring of emotion from Mark Williams. He's the proudest man.
Let's go, girls.
Country pop superstar Shania Twain is 55. She's the sixth biggest selling female artist of all time.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Can you believe 90s heartthrob Jason Priestley turns 51? Best known for playing Brandon Walsh on Beverly Hills 90210.
Well, Your Highness, Kelly was just nominated Spring Princess.
Jack Black is also 51. The actor and one half of the hit duo Tenacious D starred in the movies King Kong, Shallow Hal, and School of Rock.
And 54 is a 45 more than what is the answer, Marta?
And another country crossover superstar, Leanne Rimes, is 38 today. Finally, legendary writer and director John Huston died on this day in 1987, aged 81. The father of Angelica and Danny Huston gave us classics like The Maltese Falcon and The Man Who Would Be King.
It's required on the part of the director, of the picture maker, that at least that investment be returned.
Remembering John Huston on August 28th.